In another verse, we read, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء بنيناها بأيد وإنا لموسعون والأرض فرشناها فنعم الماهدون. And the firmament we have built with might, and indeed we are currently expanding it. A Bedouin at the time of the revelation of the Holy Quran would read this verse, وإنا لموسعون, and we are steadily expanding it, would say, yes, the universe is vast, the firmament is great, and whoever has created it could have made it much vaster than that. But at the beginning of this century, astronomers have discovered that actually, physically, we are living in a steadily expanding universe. The universe is steadily expanding. And some of these galaxies are drifting away from us at speeds that can nearly approach the speed of light. Almost 300,000 kilometers per second. And we live now in a steadily expanding universe. This is a fact mentioned 14 centuries ago, more than 14 centuries ago, in the Holy Quran. And the firmament we have built with might, and indeed we are currently expanding it. Who would have taught Muhammad this? Who would have forced him to indulge into such areas? Unless Allah, in His eternal knowledge, realizes that man will discover such facts one day, and such notions in the Holy Quran that were not meant to be pieces of scientific information per se, because science was left to man. But these can remain as living testimonies for the correct divine revelation Muhammad, peace be upon him, has received from his Creator. One of the basic facts of our time is that we are currently living in a steadily expanding universe. Science came to ask the question, if the universe is currently steadily expanding, so if we go back with time, all the observed universe, the elements of the observed universe will meet into one single body. And this body has to be excessively dense and excessively hot. And this has brought to the human intellect a concept about the origin of the universe, that our universe has started from one single body. That single body was excessively dense and excessively hot. This body exploded. And as a result of that explosion, we see a temperature at the periphery of the universe, a remnant temperature that can be measured, an equal value of heat at the periphery of our universe that testifies for that initial explosion of the universe. One of the most accepted theories about the origin of the universe today is what they call the Big Bang Theory. And we say theory because in areas of early beginnings, in the areas of creation and destruction of the universe, creation of life and destruction of life, experimental science can never exceed the limit of theorization. And that's why the Muslim would have a better chance to find in the Holy Quran an insight, a light from the Creator, to guide man to choose between several theories and several explanations about the origin of the universe. The Quran reads, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُ أن السماوات والأرض كانتا رتقا ففتقناهما وجعلنا من الماء كل شيء حي أفلا يؤمنون. Haven't the unbelievers seen that the heavens and the earth were initially collected together or condensed in one initial singularity, and then we clove them asunder? Who would have taught Muhammad this? Where could he have got that knowledge? Unless God the Creator has passed that knowledge to him to remain a living testimony for the correct prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, I don't want to go into this for quite a long time, because most of these concepts need a little more elaboration than what I have done. Present day astronomers say that when this explosion took place, the whole matter and energy was in the form of a dense cloud of dust or of mist. The Holy Quran tells us, it started by a cloud of smoke. We read in Surah Fussilah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض إيتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين. Then he, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God the creator, turned it to the sky when it was just smoke and said to it and to the earth, come into being, willingly or unwillingly. They both said, we do come in willing obedience. Present day astronomers say it was a cloud of mist. Mist is cold. Smoke by definition is a body of gas, a gaseous body that is dark, that contains some solid particles that has got a certain degree of temperature. No word can define this gaseous state better than the word smoke. If they say a mist or dust, it doesn't qualify because it has to be a hot body, and this is exactly how the universe started, by a cloud of smoke. Who would have taught Muhammad this, peace be upon him? And why should he indulge into that areas? Unless these are put intentionally within the main message of the Holy Quran to testify for people of all times, of all ages, that this is the word of the Creator and that Muhammad, peace be upon him, was receiving a divine revelation and his prophethood is highly authentic. The order be willingly or unwillingly to the earth and the heavens. Present day astronomers say that the mass, the initial mass of the heavenly body determines its behavior. What makes a star, a hot body, glowing body, is the mass. What makes a planet like the earth, a cold body, is the mass, the initial mass by which it was separated from that cloud of smoke. What makes any heavenly body behave as it behaves is the initial mass by which it was separated from the initial gaseous state. So the order be willingly, come willingly or unwillingly, is the initial determination of the masses of every single heavenly body, stars, planets, satellites, or any other form of heavenly body. The Quran does not only tell us about the creation of the universe in such elaborate detail, but it tells us also how this universe will be annihilated. And as I have just mentioned, matters of creation and annihilation, matters of early beginnings of things, experimental science cannot say a final saying in these areas. The most a scientist, an experimental scientist, can give is a theory, because these are matters beyond human observation. The early existence and the final existence of things, the creation and the annihilation, no experimental scientist can dare to exceed the limit of theorization. And that's why the Holy Quran details this in full. And these details in the Holy Quran about the early creations are really a tremendous aid for Muslims and for non-Muslims who read the Quran to find a support from the Creator to prefer a theory above another theory, or to give guidelines how did creation take place. The Quran tells us also about how this universe is going to be annihilated. We read in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, يَوْمَ نَطْوِ السَّمَاءِ كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ كما بدأنا أول خلق نعيده وعدا علينا إن كنا فاعلين. The day will come when we roll up the heaven in the same way a scroll rolls up its writings or books. As we started the first creation, we repeat it in exactly the same manner, a promise upon us we have undertaken, verily we will fulfill. When we read this, we can also come to what astronomers have said about their expectations in these areas. They say that the expansion of the present day universe can never go on forever. It has to come to a stop. And once it stops, the elements of the universe start to collapse. And they collapse. Once they start collapsing, gravitation will start to react to pull these bits and pieces of the universe into an initial body in exactly the same way, in a very similar way to the initial body from which creation has started. And look at the precision of the Holy Quran. They call this the Big Crunch, and they consider it the opposite of the Big Bang. And look at the beauty of expression in the Holy Quran. The day will come when we roll up the heaven in the same way a scroll rolls up its writings or books. As we started the first creation, we repeat it in exactly the same manner. A promise upon us we have undertaken, verily we will fulfill. This is exactly what we mean by the Big Crunch. That the expansion of the universe will come to an end. And once it stops expansion, it will start collapsing. And as it collapses, all the matter in the universe will return back to an initial body, dense, hot body, similar to the initial body from which creation has started. And from that body, it will explode again into a smoky cloud from which another earth will be created and other heavens will be created. And that's what the Holy Quran has told us in great detail. Where the Quran reads, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات وبرزوا لله الواحد القهار. The day will come when the earth is replaced by a different earth, and so are the heavens. That's exactly what we anticipate after the big crunch, another explosion, another big bang, another smoky cloud from which other heavenly bodies will be created in a very similar way the initial creation has taken place.